Okay, let's make some flowers. We're going to start with a wooden skewer, and we're going to choose a rather large carrot and kind of twist the skewer into the center of the carrot and place it around there, about 2 to 3 inches down. Now we want to choose our petals. I'm going to use some of this nice giant radish. And if you choose, you can choose like 5 petals for a basic flower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if they are graduating in size, which they usually do because of the roundness of the vegetable, you'll have bigger ones and smaller ones. So you want to put them in order from larger to smaller. And then these are nicely shaped, so we don't need to shape these at all. And all you need to do is put a little slice, about 1 inch or 1/2 inch, depending upon the petal and how it works. You'll play with it and you'll see. But about 1 inch into a slice into the petal like this for each flower petal. One little slice. And then starting with the largest petal, you want to take the 2 flaps on the either side of that slice and fold it over like this. It gives the petal it gives the petal a roundness. And then you want to put your skewer through the center of those 2 overlapping flaps. And if you twist it, it helps prevent the petal from cracking and breaking. Now, it isn't unusual for the vegetable, because it is firm, to crack or break. And sometimes you'll have to, you know, just throw one out and grab a new one. Now, you keep going like this. So make this little cup. It looks like a petal. And this one, again, you're going to go through the center, twist that skewer. It almost screws it in there a little, like a drill. And place this one opposite the first. Now continue with the next petal, folding it over and coming through with the skewer. I'll show you on this side. Coming through the center of those 2 flaps. And now place this one in between the 2 that are facing each other. And our 4th one, again, through the center, and push that down. You see it's starting to look like a rose. And then the last one, you may want to really roll up tight. You can even remove a little bit of vegetable there so that you can pull this tight. It makes it much more cupped, and that's nice to put for the middle. Okay, now at this point, if you want to push the flower up so you don't have so much skewer, you can grasp the skewer tightly and just push it up. You want to make sure that you don't push the whole flower off the skewer. And you want to finish up with a carrot in the center.